Salt Lake's home sales are once again trending upward, but a tightening supply is worrying some realtors. KUER's Julia Ritchie reports.
About 1,370 homes sold last month in Salt Lake County. That includes condos, single-family, and townhomes.
That is pretty big.
That's Dave Anderton with the Salt Lake Board of Realtors, who says that's roughly 230 more homes than sold this time last year.
We're up about 20% compared to November 2015.
That tracks with what's happening nationally, with home sales rising to their highest point in 10 years, according to the National Association of Realtors.
And I think we'll see this jump continue in December's and into next year's numbers. People are saying next year at this time we could see mortgage interest rates near 5% or higher. So I think people that were already thinking of buying, maybe there's a little bit of a rush.
The Federal Reserve raised its benchmark short-term interest rate about 0.25% this month and hinted at more increases next year. Lisa Woodbury of Windermere Real Estate says she thinks this and a dwindling supply of homes are motivating buyers.
At the end of the quarter this year, we had a 2.3-month supply of available homes. And last year, at the same time, we had a 3.3-month available supply. So we're seeing a huge shortfall in what's available and what people need.
Salt Lake is also seeing prices climb, with the median sale price now hovering close to $269,000 for all housing types.
We think for the year they'll rise about 5 to 7% over 2015 prices.
Likewise, Anderton expects overall unit sales to end around 10 or 11% higher, with more buyers looking to lock in historically low mortgage rates. Julia Ritchie, KUER News.